are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And your Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining us this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. And a pretty morning it is.
It is beautiful. The sun is up. And it looks like we are going to have good weather all the way through Independence Day.
That is a good thing.
We will take it,
and
yes.
It's really nice that we've had some recent rains, so fire hazard isn't quite as great, so that's always good.
That's right. The little things, we appreciate those.
Exactly.
And speaking of the fire danger, fireworks, it's that time where you can buy them and light them off at a certain time. So
I see the vendors are fully licensed and getting open. The hours for sale and discharge are posted on the city website, and so it's very important that you follow that. We have law enforcement that keeps close track of that and certainly listens to neighbors' complaints if they are discharging, especially late at night. And so, pay attention to the hours and follow those, and we'll all get along really well.
Absolutely.
And then there are two fireworks that aren't allowed in Fort Pierre, and one is the Chinese lanterns or the luminaries. The fire department asked us to restrict those because of fire possibilities. And then the other things are bottle rockets under 14 mm-hmm. inches in length. The little ones are the dangerous ones because they don't go high enough, and they come down hot and ready to burn.
Ah, so yes, keep that in mind mm-hmm. while you're making your purchases.
Exactly.
Other than that, have fun.
Exactly. We in Fort Pierre love our fireworks, and we're always kind of glad when it's over.
Right.
but we do enjoy them. It's just a wonderful sound of celebration. And so, I always feel sorry for the dogs who hate the fireworks.
Right.
I feel sorry for them. Maybe a little tranquilizer or something will help your pets
get through that time.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah.
My goodness. So yeah, have fun, but just be respectful. That's,
exactly.
That's the biggest thing.
And clean up after yourself. You mm-hmm. know, you can't put hot fireworks into a paper bag. But let them cool down and then clean up after yourself, because we want to continue to offer this opportunity to all of our neighbors.
Most definitely. And of course, the big celebration on the 4th, there's just so much going on,
so
isn't there?
So much. And it's hard to believe it's the 4th of July already. But we kick off on the 3rd with the first rodeo at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The morning of the 4th is the 4 on the 4th fun run, which I think is in its 10th year. And so that organizes, you can register online and there's a Facebook page that's 4 on the 4th that gives all the information. And I think it's $25 to register, and kids under 12 run free. And they will register starting about 7, and the race starts at 8, so it's over before it gets hot.
That's a good time for it to do. And I know a lot of people enjoy that. It's become a tradition for many.
It has become a tradition. And registration is always on the corner of Main and Deadwood. So easy to find. And so participate in that. And there are prizes for good costumes. And that's always fun.
Oh, yes.
To see the costumes, it's fun.
It really is. And then, of course, the parade, which is
another good one. And Dave Dahl has been named the parade marshal,
mm-hmm.
and a well-deserved honor for Dave. He has been in that same location on Deadwood for 49 years, building saddles. And when I went to talk to him about being parade marshal, he's going to be in Joe Thorne's wagon with his team, so that's appropriate. And I said, "You're going to have a saddle in there, aren't you?" And he said, "Oh yeah." And he had one picked out. It is his 2000th saddle.
Oh, wow.
And he is now on 2013, I think. So can you imagine?
My goodness.
Yeah, that's quite a record.
It
that's quite
really,
a record.
Really is. And like you said, a well-deserved honor to
it
be
is. And he is a very humble guy. And you would never know, being in his shop and talking to him, that when you watch the PRCA National Championships in Las Vegas, about two-thirds of the Saddle Bronc riders are riding Dave Dahl custom saddles.
That's just amazing when you think about
it. It is. That's quite a story, isn't it?
It sure is. And
yeah.
And the great thing, the thing that I love about the parade is there's so many horses in different facets involved.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think, I haven't checked with the committee, but I would imagine we still can use some more horses and riders to carry state flags. We like to have enough to carry all 50 flags.
Yes.
And so... call us at the city office if you know of someone who might be interested in doing that. Not all horses love flags parades.
That is true. You've got to have the right horse with the right temperament.
Yes, exactly.
And of course, the big addition this year is the flyover. I'm so looking forward to that.
Oh, I know. I missed the one this week. I was watching for it, and then got busy and totally missed it. Didn't even hear it. I thought, surely I'll hear it, but... I think it was much higher up than the flyover on the 4th will be.
Right.
This one will be about 1,000 feet above the ground, which is pretty darn low for something that big and that loud. So, and it will come over the bridge, follow the river, and then when it gets to Fort Pierre, it will follow Deadwood Avenue.
That is great. I love
Isn't
that.
Isn't that cool?
That's going to be so much fun. We just encourage folks, if they're going to come out and be spectators and take everything in, you've got these, come early, stay late campaign.
We do. We really want your everyone's 4th of July to be pleasant, and being caught in a traffic jam is not a fun way to spend your 4th of July. So we really encourage you to make some plans. One idea would be to come early, get yourself set up in the park, walk over the pedestrian bridge, watch the parade, walk back to the park, and have your luncheon. And the flyover will be at 12:15. And I think that we can probably count on it being at that time. And so that will probably be a half hour or so after the parade is done. So give yourself a little time. There are 20-some businesses in Fort Pierre that will be open. And so you will have an opportunity to get food and beverage. The only restaurant that isn't open is the Silver Spur. But the Chuck Wagon and Chateau are serving pulled pork. The Perkins is open, serving its regular menu. Meyer Meats is open with its regular menu. Drifters is, Pizza Ranch is. All of the C stores will be open with pizza and chicken and what they normally serve. And also a couple of special ones are open. The Moose Lodge will be open, serving hot dogs and brats. The Community Youth Involved Center has a special deal. They are offering adult beverages and walking tacos. And they have some children's events planned.
Oh,
so
nice.
That will be an attractive place to go with its air conditioning and restrooms. I think there's one more that I'm going to forget. I'll check my list. I said all of the C stores, and there's going to be a coffee truck. Brewbird's Coffee is going to be located at Chase Auto. And Westside Bar is going to be open with pizza and adult beverages. So there are just lots of opportunities. And the other thing I would really strongly recommend is to plan an alternate route to get home.
Right.
And I think the easiest, quickest way might be to take Verendrye Drive, take that little 3-mile winding road up to the junction of Highway 14, make a right-hand turn, come down to 1806, go across the dam, you'll probably be home before everybody else is on the bridge.
Right. Absolutely. So, yeah, just something to think about.
Yeah.
You don't have to rush right home after the parade's done because you don't want to miss the flyover.
No, you
and
don't.
So exactly. Many great places are going to be open.
Right.
Just enjoy the day.
Some people from Pier just walk across Park and Pier mm-hmm. and walk across the bridge. And that's certainly, you know, a good idea,
right?
As well. So we just want everybody to enjoy it, and we appreciate all of the Fort Pier businesses who have opened their doors and are welcoming people. So just take it easy and enjoy.
That's what it's all about. It's going to be busy. It's going to be fun, and yeah, just be patient and enjoy the rest of the day in Fort Pier. And you know, like you said, if you need an alternate route, that's probably a good idea.
I think the Verendrye Drive is the one I would take. Don't take Sail Barn Road because the parade lines up there, and
right.
There's going to be a lot of traffic on Sail Barn Road, so avoid that.
Exactly. Because even when they get done, a lot of them will tear down and disperse from there.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
All
exactly.
Right. So. Looking forward to another great celebration. It's always so much fun, but even more so on the 4th of July.
It is. The 4th of July is very special to us. It's just a long tradition. Mm-hmm. I know that the rodeos have been going on there for more than 100 years, and so I assume that parades and other celebrations have been going on about that long too. So Fort Pier tradition, and we love it, and we welcome you, and just have a safe and happy 4th.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great one. Thank you for stopping in,
Mayor. Thank you, Dave.
Enjoy your day.
I will.
All right. There's Fort Pier Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us on this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you today by Lee Real Estate.